And we take you now to MMN Elementary for the Memorial Day program at the school this morning.
Madison's 2024 Memorial Day service. On behalf of American Legion Post 156 and the VFW Post 1656, welcome. And if at this time you would please stand to recognize our honor guard.
We'll now present the colors. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We'll now have the Star Spangled Banner by the Swift County Concert Band. The invocation of Reverend David Hall.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as you sent your Son to the earth to serve rather than to be served, we thank you for all those who have served their country. They have ensured our safety and peace through their dedication and their sacrifice. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
You may be seated. I'd like to introduce you to Cadence Dove. Specialist Cadence Dove, daughter of Logan and Tracy Dove, grew up on a farm outside of Dawson, Minnesota. She attended Dawson Boyd High School, where she graduated in 2021. After graduation, she attended North Dakota State University, where she studied and earned a bachelor's degree in psychology and human development in 2023. She enlisted in the Minnesota Army National Guard on July 29, 2022. Upon graduation from North Dakota State University, she left for basic combat training in Fort Jackson, South Carolina. On May 30th, 2023, after completion of basic training, she attended the advanced individual training at Fort Eisenhower Cyber Center of Excellence in Augusta, Georgia, where she trained and graduated as an electronic warfare specialist, military occupational specialist, 17 Echo. Specialist Dove is now a member of the 334th Brigade Engineer Battalion out of Rosemont, Minnesota, serving as electronic warfare specialist. She also works full-time as a supply technician with the 1st Battalion 151 Field Artillery in Montevideo, Minnesota. Please give Specialist Candace Dove a warm welcome.
Good morning and welcome to today's ceremony. Thank you all for being here today. I am Specialist Cadence Dove, and I stand before you as a proud member of the Minnesota National Guard. I am honored to be speaking on such an important occasion. As we gather here on this solemn occasion of Memorial Day, we come together not only to remember, but to honor. We gather to pay tribute to the brave men and women who have made the ultimate sacrifice in service to our nation. These individuals, our brothers and sisters in arms, embody the true spirit of courage, dedication, and selflessness. While I was preparing what I wanted to say in this speech, I decided to ask my grandfather, retired Sergeant First Class John Dove, what Memorial Day meant to him. He told me that it's hard to explain how important of a holiday this is and what it means for him. What he was able to say, however, is that there are so many people who have laid down their lives and done so many amazing things in their careers so that I am able to do what I do now. He said that he often thinks of his own great-grandfather who served in the Civil War, his father in World War II, his uncle in Korea, and all that they gave up for him. The ones that are buried overseas, what all did they give up for me so that I can live freely here in the United States? I don't think that I myself could find words that fit more perfectly to describe the impact and the profoundness of Memorial Day, what it means to us all as both service members and citizens, and how important it is to remember and honor these men and women. Memorial Day is a time for reflection, a time to pause and recognize the profound debt of gratitude we owe to those who have given their lives in defense of our freedom. It is a day to honor their sacrifice and to ensure that their memory lives on in our hearts and our actions. Originally known as Decoration Day, the first National Memorial Day observance in Waterloo, New York, occurred on May 30, 1868. This observance of then Decoration Day brought together thousands of people to Arlington National Cemetery so that attendees could honor and decorate the graves of fallen soldiers. This yearly observance allows for us to remember and pay tribute to the heroic men and women that put the state of this country and each other before themselves, even in the form of the ultimate sacrifice. Consider Private Furman L. Smith, who served with the Army's 135th Infantry Regiment, 34th Infantry Division. 80 years ago, his unit came under intense fire from German forces near Lanuvio, Italy. Severely outnumbered by the enemy, Private Smith tended to seriously wounded comrades, even as others withdrew. Smith emptied clip after clip of his M1 rifle and killed at least 10 enemy soldiers before he was fatally shot. The 19-year-old from 6 Mile, South Carolina, was posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor. There was also Colonel William Higgins, a Marine who served as chief observer on a United Nations peacekeeping mission. On February 17, 1988, the Vietnam veteran was driving on a coastal road in southern Lebanon when his car was suddenly blocked by another vehicle and he was taken hostage by Hezbollah terrorists. He endured months of torture until his captors released a video of his death, which is when the U.S. government confirmed his death, leaving behind his wife and young daughter. No matter where their battlefield was, it is important to remember that the stories of the fallen matter and need to be told. By sharing these stories, it allows us to keep their memories alive and give others a glimpse of military service that aims to inspire them to create a better world, stronger nation, and kinder communities. There's a quote by President Abraham Lincoln that resonates deeply on this day. Honor to the soldier and sailor everywhere who bravely bears their country's cause. Honor also to the citizen who cares for his brother or sister in the field and serves, as they best can, the same cause. These words remind us that the commitment to serve one's country is not limited to those in uniform. It extends to every citizen who upholds the values of liberty, justice, and equality for which our service members have fought and died. It is a reminder that the sacrifices made by our fallen heroes were not in vain, but rather a testament to the enduring strength of our nation and the ideals for which it stands. Today's military forces are dedicated to fighting America's wars, protecting our homeland during crises and disasters, and building global partnerships that ensure the security of our nation. Since the tragic events of 9/11, approximately 7,000 U.S. service members have lost their lives in the conflicts that followed. And when we add all wars since the Civil War, nearly 1.5 million service members have given their lives to defend our way of life. I extend my heartfelt condolences to anyone here today that has lost a loved one, a friend, a son or a daughter, or a brother or sister in arms while defending our freedom. May we never forget the debt we owe to our fallen comrades, and may we always remember that freedom is not free. Whether they passed on foreign lands in the heat of battle or after a lifetime in the uniform of our military, it has been paid for with the blood, sweat, and tears of those who have gone before us. As we move forward, let us remember to honor those lost in all ways we can, be it in our actions, our words, or our thoughts. It is our responsibility as citizens to never forget our men and women who know all too well the cost of our freedom, for their service to this country is the greatest gift of all. Thank you again for inviting me to be a part of this ceremony today. God bless all those who are deployed today, putting themselves at risk for us to enjoy this beautiful day in our great nation. And God bless all of you who chose to gather here today in honor. Thank you.
Now we'll have the Navy hymn by the Swift County Concert Band.
Thank you. I'm Dennis Vonderhaar, Commander, American Legion Post 158. These are the veterans that did not return while serving overseas in wartime. World War I, Warren Gommel, John Grove, Stefanus Steve Sorensen, Gunder Haug, Oily Hoily, Arthur Schmall, Samuel M. Skoyan, World War II, William Bowler, Raymond Borsted, Harold Gabrielson, Carl H. Hansen, Varg, Robert Hendrickson, Arnold M. Holland, Waldemar Jorgis, Melvin Kack, Walter L. Keeman, Lewis M. Larson, Raymond E. Larson, Virgil G. Larson, Walter Lindquist, Earl J. Meyer, Gordon Molstead, Gordon Odekirk, Leroy Olson, Charles Pearson, Leslie Peterson, Julius Quinamone, Fred Schuber, Leroy Wickland, Vietnam War, Frank Kaiser, Stanley Thompson. And now we'll have another selection by the Swift County Concert Band.
Thank you.
At this time, President, VFW Auxiliary, Ryan Olson.
Galen Press, Vietnam Conflict, Hayden Cemetery. Donald Hughesby, World War II, Hayden Cemetery. Connie Smith, World War II, St. John Cemetery. James Ernst, Vietnam Conflict, Garfield Cemetery. Roger Sorlean, Korean Conflict, Garfield Cemetery. Roger Allen Nelson, Vietnam Conflict, Garfield Cemetery. Carl Sundin, Korean Conflict, Hayden Cemetery. Tom Delane, Vietnam Conflict, Pace Cemetery.
At this time, rifle salute by the Minnesota Army National Guard Firing Squad. Could you rise, please? Means we're inside, there will be no raising of the flag, but we will have God Bless America by the Swift County Concert Band. Thank you. and now our benediction.
Let us pray. Father of mercies, remove from the world the scourge of war. Expose our insane need to destroy and our secret enjoyment of destruction. Show us how to channel the energies we now waste in killing into enterprises which fosters reconciliation, that affirms community and proclaim the goodness of your gift of life. Thank you for all who have served our country. Thank you for all the freedoms we enjoy and in which we have fought for both in peace and war. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us go in peace.
Thank you all for coming. At this time, I'd like to thank American Legion Post 158 and VFW Post 1656. To thank every one of you for in attendance and also those that contributed in the planning and preparation of our program today. Would like to thank the Lac Parle Valley School District 2853 for the use of this facility. We would like to thank the Swift County Concert Band under the direction of Wanda Dagan. I'd like to thank our speaker, Specialist Candace Dove, for her message, honoring those who made the ultimate sacrifice for the freedom of this great country. Especially like to thank KLQP-FM Q92 for broadcasting our program. That concludes our program. One more announcement. There is a brunch being served after this program at the Madison VFW. It will consist of an omelet made to order, coffee cake, coffee or juice. Everyone is encouraged to attend. It's a good deal. Come join us. Also, flags will be lowered at our Flags of Honor later this afternoon, about 5 o'clock. If you're able to assist, we greatly appreciate. Have a great day. Thank you.
A broadcast of the Memorial Day program for the Madison MMN Elementary School brought to you today by Madison VFW Post 1656. You're listening to Q92 KLQP, Madison Dawson. We're at 92.1 FM. Time for news and an update on the weather.